Let me talk to you for a minute about my friend Michael Bush. Mike has spent over 20 plus years with Northwestern Mutual as a financial advisor and manages an office here in Louisville. He's my own personal financial advisor. One reason is that he knows that my investments in real estate and my business are my best investments, where I get my best returns. After that, I also invest in the stock market for diversification and tax advantages. Mike and his team have done a great job handling those investments for me. Their team takes a comprehensive look at planning, so he's regularly bringing up ideas that add value and build a more secure plan. Things like protecting my income with disability insurance, protecting my family with life insurance, and ways to get more out of my cash that would otherwise be sitting in a savings account earning nothing. Mike and his team at Northwestern Mutual have been great partners for me and my family, and I encourage you to give him a call. No obligation, just a conversation to see how they can help. Call Michael Bush at 502-727-2758 or email him at michael.bush@nm.com.
Hey, this is Ryan Harris, co-host of The Jay Pitch Show and co-founder of an amazing company called Simba. Simba is like QuickBooks on steroids for real estate agents, and it's changing the way they do their accounting and manage their business. Time is money, and Simba saves real estate agents both. Simba takes away the administrative burden of being an agent, from deal tracking to bookkeeping and taxes. Simba makes your entire workload seamless and stress-free. You can be up and running in seconds. Download Simba for free straight from the App Store, add your agent profile and commission split, upload your contacts straight from your phone, connect your bank accounts, and automate your bookkeeping and accounting. Simba is the most mobile-friendly app ever built for real estate agents. So if you're looking for a way to save time, grow your business, and stress less, then look no farther than Simba. Try it out today and see the difference it can make in your business. It is available on iOS and Android. You can search Simba, S-Y-M-B-A, in the App Store or go to getsimba.com.
We spent the past couple of years in a crazy hot market.
Louisville home sales decline as demand outpaces supply.
Effective communication is at the core of any situation. If you master these two ideas, you'll have a chance of being successful at residential real estate marketing. I think you need to be looking for investment opportunities that move the needle.
The market will never crash if demand exceeds supply.
This is what I've been telling you all along.
This is the Jay Pitch Show. And we're back, folks. Welcome back to the Jay Pitts Show here on Talk Radio 1080. I am your host, Jay Pitts, back for another episode with my intrepid co-host, Mr. Ryan Harris. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, you know, I just realized listening back to that intro there, I don't think we have to worry about it for a long time, but if the market ever does crash, going to have to redo that whole intro.
You know, I'm okay with that. I, unlike the hordes of internet trolls that like to tell me on every social post I make that the market is in fact crashing and I don't know what I'm talking about, I will admit when I'm wrong. So far, it hasn't happened.
That's what we need more in the world. People admitting when they're wrong.
It's funny. It's funny. I did you catch the adjective I used to describe you in the open there? Did you catch that?
No.
Intrepid. Do you know what the definition of intrepid means?
I do not.
It's characterized by resolute fearness, fortitude, and endurance. This is what you are for doing a radio show with me, apparently.
Oh, cool.
Fearlessness. You know, I mean, you're sitting here, you're allowing me to have conversations about fighting giraffes and all things like that. And apparently you're willing to take on an alligator, or a crocodile. Which one was it? I don't remember.
Definitely an alligator. Couldn't do a crocodile, but
could have been.
No, I can't do a crocodile, but I could beat an alligator.
Okay. Moving on.
We both have Navy shirts on again today, too.
You know, we don't talk to each other.
Did it yesterday, did it today.
We had the same color pants on yesterday, too. That was weird. And there was another guy in the office that had that as well.
Yeah, it was weird.
Felt weird. We should have taken a picture.
Yeah.
But. Anyway. All right, well, let's get moving, Ryan. Like, what are we going to talk about today?
Got another good show for you. We'll start out talking to Jay about there's a big land deal scam going on. So I think this is super important for any agent out there pretty much across the country to pay attention to and listen, but also consumers out there. If you're looking to buy any land or you're under contract on some land, this might be something that you really, really want to pay attention to. So we'll start out talking about that. We'll get into a house bill. It seems like the government's starting to figure out what is going on with the housing market, and they really need to help supply. So there's a house bill, bipartisan bill, that is aimed to help that out. So we'll talk about that. Elon Musk tweeting about the home market melting down, and then represent, refer, fire, and we have some more good articles we're going to talk about. So Yeah, we'll jump right into it. Jay, you were telling me yesterday about this land deal scam going on. You started jumping into it. I stopped you. So let's talk about it on the radio show. Yeah, so absolutely. Go ahead and dive into it.
No, for sure. So, you know, the real estate business is rife with scams, scammers, hackers, what have you. Ne'er-do-wells, if you will. Folks trying to get a piece, undeservedly so, a piece of the $27 trillion industry or 30% of all GDP, whatever you want to call it. I've heard different numbers. I don't want to be the purveyor of bad stats, but it's a substantial portion of the gross domestic product of the United States. If you think about it, it's the only situation where normal people are constantly transacting. Normal, not discounting our clients, but they're not the most savvy of folks when it comes to high-level, intricate financial transactions, but they still are trading. There's a never-ending supply of people trading in multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars in transactions, and there's a lot of moving parts, right? In fact, I can even take another step and say real estate agents in general are not incredibly educated. They don't require a high-level degree, a lot of schooling, a lot of training to be essentially the shepherd of hundreds of thousands of dollars in a transaction. So this naturally gets the attention of people that would steal money from you. This is a new one. So the land deal scam is predicated upon a couple of facts. Number one, there's no house. It's just land. There's no one living there because there's no house. Okay. There is often speculation in land. You know, what do they say? Buy in the way of progress, right? Like, or what is every farmer's retirement? Well, it's selling the farm for development. Essentially, what people are doing is they're reaching out, pretending to be the owner of a piece of land. Okay, they're contacting a real estate broker who is required to do shockingly little in terms of investigation as to whether or not the person is the true owner of that property. If you think about it, a client is someone you don't want to offend as a real estate agent. You want to show them trust. When you call me and say, I want to sell my house, I don't want to say, are you sure you own that house?
Yeah.
Can you show me identification? Can you show me your deed? Right? Immediately, that relationship is predicated upon doubt, not trust. So real estate agents are incentivized not to ask certain questions, unfortunately. Now, behind the scenes, there are certain things that can be done to verify. But short of checking someone's identification, how do you really know that Ryan Harris is Ryan Harris and that Ryan Harris is the same Ryan Harris that is on the deed that I pulled before I came to meet with you? These things are unfortunate. So now what you have is you have usually no inspection because there's no dwelling to inspect. Maybe there's some land, soil samples and things taken for, you know, I'm going to use this for a certain thing. But usually if it's residential or agricultural land, there's not a lot of inspections done. There's not an appraisal in a lot of cases because these are smaller dollar volume transactions. Okay. As compared to the $1 million luxury home, it might be $200,000 for 20 acres. So the smaller the price, the more likely that land speculators are actually paying in cash. So there's no bank involved. There's no appraisal. There's very little oversight in land transactions. So then what happens? They put the property on the market with this real estate agent. Real estate agent sells it. The buyer comes and we go to closing and they bring their cash offer, right? Their cash dollar bills to the closing table or a certified check. The title company then sends a mobile notary out at the, you know, seller's request. The seller says, no, no, thanks. I've got my own notary. Okay. So then the notary is either in on it or the notary doesn't exist or the notary is forged. So then what happens is money transfers hands via wire transfer. No one ever meets Ryan Harris or John Smith or whoever the seller says they are. And they make away with a buyer's good money, having sold someone else's property that was never the wiser because they don't have any reason to go to the property. They don't have any reason to check up to see if another real estate agent is selling their property. So this has happened to my personal knowledge twice in the city of Louisville. Okay. With title companies here in Louisville in the last 30 days. Two of these transactions have closed.
Yeah, that's absolutely wild. So, you know, at closing, you usually have to provide some form of identification? Are these sellers having to do that, or is it because they say they have their own notary, they don't have to?
So it's the notary's responsibility to verify the identification. They may even also have to provide the title company a social security number because the sale triggers an IRS reporting. But there's no verification. There's no means of verifying that the social is valid at the time that they provide it. So they can provide a fake social, right? There's often a lot of cases, not even a loan on the property being sold. Okay. So there's even fewer checks. There's no payoffs ordered to verify that the seller has. So it really does take some cleverness on and some research on behalf of the scammer to know that the land is free and clear. There's no homes, there's no loans, there's very little verification needed.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely wild. And, you know, I'm thinking through, you know, when you're a buyer buying a house, you're mostly concerned, okay, what's wrong with the house? Let's make sure there's nothing seriously wrong with it. Let's get through it. That's mostly what you're worried about. When you're buying land, like you said, it's not really a ton you're worried about. You might be checking property lines or soil, like you said. But the last thing on your mind, I'm sure, is, well, there's no way I'm buying this from not the owner.
Exactly.
Like, you're not thinking about that at all.
No, it's not. And they prey upon this. So here's the solution really quick. The solution is local title companies, specifically Limestone Title and Escrow, who's a supporter of the show. It's a vendor that we work with quite often, has insisted on sending a mobile notary. Now, let's say that the seller purports to be in California and they're a big shot and they've got their own attorney in their office who serves as their notary. We say, no, I'm sorry. I can appreciate that, but we're not going to allow you to use your own notary. We have to use an independently verifiable, valid notary. We're sending them to you. You will have no knowledge of who they are before they show up. They're going to meet you at a place at a time. You can tell us where. You can tell us what time is convenient for you, because we don't want to alienate real clients. Mm-hmm. We just want to know that the notary we send out to verify your identification is someone who's not in on the scam. And so with that, they've uncovered or they've found that they've not fallen victim to a lot of the same scams. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Scammers are always one step ahead. They're always one step ahead, man.
Sometimes. There's some pretty bad scammers out there.
Yes, but scammers wouldn't exist unless they were at least successful some of the time.
Yeah, I guess if you look at scamming as a job, there's going to be good ones and bad ones, because that's how every job is.
Well, you know, it's the industrious, the level of industry, the industriousness of criminals is always like mind numbing to me, because if they just put that level of effort towards something legitimate,
say that. There's a lot that goes into it.
They would be wealthy.
Yeah.
They would be wealthy. But anyway, that's about all the time we got, folks, for us here on the J. Pitch Show in segment one. We're going to cut to a few sponsors, hear a few ads from folks we like, the folks that like the show, and we'll be back with more right after the break here on Talk Radio 1080. Jay Pitts here, leader of the number one real estate team in Kentucky and host right here on 1080 WKJK. While the average agent sold just 7 homes last year, our team successfully sold over 600. Our proven marketing system gets homes sold for top dollar and gets them sold fast. Many are seeing headlines about prices going down. Want to know the real truth? Text the words home value to 502-805-8888. That's home value to 502-805-8888 and receive your no obligation home value sent via text directly to your phone within 1 hour.
Hello, my name is Megan. Jay's team recently sold my house, and he really went above and beyond. It was fast and easy, and I got $10,000 over list price. The whole team really made this experience simple and stress-free.
Remember, text the words home value to 502-805-8888. That's home value to 502-805-8888, and receive your no-obligation home value sent directly to your cell phone via text within 1 hour.
You're listening to Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to the Jay Pitts Show. I'm your co-host, Ryan Harris. This is Talk Radio 1080, real news, real talk. Before we move on to the house bill, you know, that's trying to incentivize home sellers to start selling their homes. You mentioned Limestone Title earlier. Best cookies in town. Now that they're in the office, not going to lie, I sneak in there every now and then and grab a cookie.
even if I don't have a closing.
So funny story, right? The office staff came to me and they said, all the cookies are disappearing. It, like, and then we never have any for the closings.
I take it. It wasn't me then.
It was. We have him on. We have him on verified audio. Like, we just hopefully Heather's not a listener of the show.
Cut it.
Cut it. Anyway, post. Hannah, post. All right. So here was my solution. I said, well, just close the door and turn off the light when there's no closings. I said, they're going to feel really bad about opening that door and turning the light on to go get a cookie. Oh,
not me.
Not. All right. So talk to me about this house bill, Ryan.
Well, first, have you heard about this at all yet?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been talking on this show a lot about how the major problem in the real estate market is the supply of homes. And the government seems like they're starting to figure this out. Everything they've been doing has been helping, you know, first-time home buyers, which is great. But in turn, that just hurts the supply even more. So here's what the bill is. It's a duo bipartisan U.S. House of Representatives lawmakers introduced a bill earlier this year that is designed to increase the supply of available homes on the market. And in order to bring more attention to the issue, the lawmakers recently made a public push about what the bill would do if passed. The More Homes on the Market Act is what it's called. They unveiled it in March. Representatives Jimmy Panetta and Mike Kelly, who amend the tax code to incentivize more homeowners to sell their houses, increasing the supply of homes available on the market. The bill would increase the sales gain tax exclusion to $500,000 for single filers and $1 million for joint filers.
Yeah. So I'll start with the good, okay? And I'm afraid it'll be brief. Okay. The good is this is a step in the direction of at least understanding the problem. You can't solve the problem until you understand it, okay? I will say also maybe a good, you can look at this like, this is long overdue. You know, the article here in Housing Wire tells us that the amounts were set in 1997. I knew it was mid-90s. I didn't know when. 97, and it's not been indexed or adjusted for inflation since. That is relatively criminal, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It has not been a priority. Okay. But you can maybe understand why we saw a substantial housing crisis in, you know, 2007, 8, 9, 10. So equity took a plunge at that point. So, you know, people selling for more equity wasn't exactly a priority. It has also been looked at as kind of a luxury benefit, you know, which you'll mm-hmm. see is higher priced homes tend to have more equity. You're not capturing any of that, you know, cap gains revenue, tax revenue when you allow, you know, wealthy people to sell their homes and make up to $1 million. I don't love it. I think it's understanding the issue that we need to stimulate supply versus demand. I don't think it's enough for most people because it will have a limited effect on a lot of people. How many people do you know make $1 million when they sell their house profit?
Not very many.
Not very many. Okay.
Especially in Kentucky.
Okay. So, and let me ask you another question. Is that the inventory we need?
No.
So we need. Okay, so in order for there to be $1 million worth of equity gained and exempt from tax, the house has to at least be worth $1 million. Fair? Okay, so do we need a greater supply of $1 million homes on the market?
Absolutely not.
Do we need a greater supply of $500,000 homes on the market? Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. And there's a trickle down from there. But this doesn't have the impact, nowhere near the impact. We need to stimulate supply from the builder standpoint. We need to help with commodity prices. I'm fine with driving wages. Okay. Wages at McDonald's drive wages of plumbers. Like, it's all interconnected. Okay. So if the builder is going to be required to pay higher wages, then we need to stimulate, we need to provide more available financing. We need to provide more attractive financing. Can we incentivize builders to borrow more and do more housing starts? Can we give tax credits to builders? I understand that large corporations are going to get the benefit, but consumers will get a benefit as well. It's really unfortunate that this is just a drop in the bucket. This should have been done 10 years ago. I get it. They're doing it now. I don't think it has much of an impact at all.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like you said, they're understanding the problem, but this only helps the wealthy, really. Like, if they want to make homes more affordable and build supply for those first time home buyers or just lower priced home buyers, this does nothing for them at all, really.
I really hate, it's a huge pet peeve, the naming of legislation is so dishonest. The more homes on the market bill, like, come on, guys. I mean, we're going to hear more here in a minute when we talk about this BAM article or this BAM response to the Elon Musk tweet. But like, pretty relevant to that is some facts quoted by I'm blanking on his name now. Byron Lazine. Some pretty interesting stats that speak to this. We'll come back to that when we get into that article. In fact, why don't we just go ahead and
let's jump into it. You want to take it or you want me to take it?
No, you go ahead, man.
All right. Yeah. So I guess a couple of days ago, Elon Musk, you know, he's been firing off tweets left and right. Some things true, some things not. But when you are the richest man in the world and you are a genius like he is, there's no way around that. He's a genius, richest man in the world. Very, very smart. But that still doesn't mean you know everything, especially if you don't look into the facts. And he tweeted that, you know, commercial real estate is suffering, which, you know, that is true. And he said residential real estate is next. That's all he said. And
well, I think that's a big leap. Number one, commercial and residential are very different. Yes, apartments are slow. Cap rates are still incredibly low. So I have a hard time believing. It's kind of like I put out a story the other day and I said, real question. If prices are rising, how do we have a meltdown impending? How do you have a meltdown that's coming when prices are still going up? Like, something would have to reverse course really fast. What's going to happen? We already endured a more than doubling of residential, you know, home loan interest rates in the last 12 months. If that didn't do it, what's going to do it?
A
lot of unemployment is the only thing that I can see, and I don't see it happening. We have record low unemployment. We have wage growth. We have lots of things happening in the positive when it comes to the economy. It's a mild recession. That's what we're being told. Now, we're kicking the can, right? You know, trillions of dollars in debt, kicking the can, right? We're kicking it. You know, my son's sitting in the corner of the room. His grandson will be trying to repay this debt that our country has amassed over the last 3 years. Okay, I hate that. I hate it. But it's still true that we have the most powerful military on the face of the planet and probably ever will exist, and there's nobody who can call our debt due. And you really want to get down to the problem? That's it. So when we trace it all the way back to residential housing, okay, you can't have a dip in residential housing when prices are still increasing. Demand can slow down. Okay, we're going to have a ton of unemployment. And it may happen. It may happen. I don't know. Many things in this discussion are above my pay grade. Okay, but you know, Byron says in his response to Elon's tweet that 85% of current mortgages are below 6%. So you're telling me, going back to the increase in cap gains limits, okay, that doubling the amount that you can profit without tax is going to get those 85% of finance properties to sell. 42% of homes don't even have a mortgage on them.
Yeah, that's mind blowing. I'd like to know what percentage of those are investment properties.
I would love to know. I mean, it's hard to say, but like, we're trending all time lows for available inventory. The answers that you've provided us are woefully inadequate for the actual issue. And Elon thinks we're having a home tweet because his Twitter office headquarters is based in downtown San Francisco and his people can't afford an apartment. So they sleep at the office because the whole office building is vacant except for him. You got vacant high rises. You got 45% office vacancy rates in downtown San Francisco. It's crazy. Like, office is in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. In major metros like that, you know, as we sit here in downtown Louisville, okay, there's lots of vacant office space in downtown Louisville. It's hard to get companies to relocate downtown right now. It's really hard. The ones that will keep a footprint have an enormous amount of leverage over property owners. Okay, but if you go 30 minutes east of here, class A-plus office space, they can't build it fast enough, okay, for people to take occupancy. Offices become a suburban thing in most metros, and it's unfortunate. And that's the work from home dynamic.
Yeah. You know, I love what Twitter's done with the community notes. Like, I'm sure you've seen that where they correct people if tweets are wrong. I've yet to see Elon be community noted. I did my part. I tagged community notes and said, hey, can you add some facts under this tweet? Yeah. They'll never do that. But I've also seen a couple other weird things with community notes, just a little off topic. But I saw a sponsored post yesterday. So they were running ads on Twitter and it got community noted saying it might be a scam. So why would you allow somebody to run an ad on Twitter that is likely a scam, but you just community note it?
Because you really need the ad revenue.
They do.
I mean, that's the only thing that I can see. I love community notes, frankly.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't like taking tweets down. Okay. I'm a big fan of free speech. So say what you got to say and then let everybody respond to you saying why they think it's wrong.
Yep. All right. We're going to cut to a couple sponsors of the show and we will be talking about Represent, Refer, Fire, a little secession characters. We're going to do it with them. It's going to be great. It's Talk Radio 1080, Real News, Real Talk. See you in a sec.
Motto Mortgage Premier Partners is your source for hassle-free home loans in Louisville, Kentucky. With their commitment to providing the best loan options, they make buying a home effortless. With Senior Loan Officer Andrew Dow at the helm, you can rest assured that you're in good hands. Andrew has a wealth of experience in the lending industry and has helped countless clients achieve their dreams of owning a home. At Motto Mortgage Premier Partners, they pride themselves on providing top-notch service and offering competitive rates and low fees. They understand that buying a home can be stressful, but their team is dedicated to making the process as easy as possible. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned pro, they have the expertise to guide you through the entire process. So if you're looking to purchase a home in Louisville, let Motto Mortgage Premier Partners and Andrew Dow help you find the loan that's right for you. Call him today at 502-931-8670.
Hey, listen up. Do you own a car, truck, or boat? Do you own a business? Do you own or rent a home? If so, let's face it, you need to protect these assets from damage caused by accidents. For that, you need a friend in the insurance business. Let my friend John Blackford with Kentucky Farm Bureau protect you. Like many of you listening, Jen and I have worked hard to build our businesses over the years. John has delivered on his promise to protect us when we've needed it the most. We've experienced losses as small as a crack in our windshield or as big as a catastrophic property fire. While he has 2 decades of experience, Kentucky Farm Bureau has over a century of operational excellence all across the state. Every year, insurance companies move in and out of Kentucky, but Farm Bureau has proven to be a constant. John and Kentucky Farm Bureau have perfected the balance of providing service and coverage at competitive rates. Listen, we've all worked hard, and loss or damage is inevitable. This is why we all need a friend in the insurance industry. John Blackford has been that genuine friend to me for years. Let John Blackford be that friend to you. Call him today at 502-327-5480 for advice on all your insurance needs.
Real news, real talk. Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to the Jay Pitch Show. I'm your co-host, Ryan Harris. Talk Radio 1080, real news, real talk. All right, we did this segment last week, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I had a little more info than you, so
you did.
Take full responsibility for that, for having the better answer.
You did have the better answer. I'll give you that.
But I don't have anything on you this time. So we're doing Represent, Refer, Fire. It's very similar to the Mary Kiss Kill game. But real estate edition.
If that's what you want
to
call
it. So it's Represent, Refer, Fire. And, you know, secession just ended. I still have about 30 minutes left of the show. Yeah. I haven't finished. I tried finishing it before today. I just had some stuff to get done.
I did not finish the last episode. I fell asleep, unfortunately.
And I'm sure there's some hardcore secession people out there like, how could you fall asleep?
But I mean, this is just a little behind the scenes. After 10 p.m., if I am not moving, I can fall asleep in about 30 seconds.
Is that what kids do to you?
Yes. You just wait. Your life
with your kid in the studio right now.
He's sitting right over there. He's kind of the same way. He follows me. He's out like a light. That one. Now I have another one that doesn't. He like
Colton.
Yes. God bless. Anyway, we're moving on. Kendall, Shiv, and Roman, huh?
Yeah. There were a lot of people I could have used this for. We could have done, you know, a bunch of different groups of people. And I keep telling people it's the only show I don't like any character.
Not a single one.
None of them.
Not a
maybe
not a
Greg.
One.
Greg the Egg.
Greg is funny, but I don't like him either. I kind of like, and I'm blanking on his name, but Shiv's husband or estranged husband.
Tom.
Because he's just such a good punching bag. It's really good. Which, and then he turns around and gives it to Greg. It's great. All right. Instead of telling you all about the show, you're not going to like this if you don't watch it. So I'm going to think about this. Let's go. I'm going to represent Roman. I'm going to represent Roman because he's such a dirtbag, but he's funny. And I just want to spend time with him. Now, they're all like multi-billionaires. So this is not a situation where we've got J-Lo and Ben Affleck like last week.
Right.
Okay. Where you're going to have the better answer on the bigger commission. So I think they could all buy an incredibly expensive house. Now, you're into the last episode? I'm not trying to give spoilers here.
Yes.
Did you watch the second to last episode to completion?
Yes.
Okay. So the event at, I probably shouldn't say it because in case we have spoilers.
Oh, who cares?
Okay. All right. So when you know, the father has passed and they're at his apartment. Okay. So the fourth sibling, the oldest brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's the worst.
Do you remember him making an offer to purchase the apartment from the estranged, like, common-law wife?
I do. I don't remember what he offered.
$65 million.
Which apparently was cheap.
And they did a handshake. Yeah. They did a handshake deal. So, hey, I'm just going to say they're all capable of buying a $65 million property. So this is not going to factor in. I'm going to represent Roman because I think it would just be funny. I am going to refer Shiv because she is like all about status.
Yep.
Okay. And she's going to buy something expensive and I'm going to get that. And I'm going to fire Kendall because I just cannot stand him. And I think he's like everything the oldest sibling should not be. He's just a weasel and I don't like him. I don't have any empathy for him. I think he's just cringy in the worst kind of way. So he is firing and I'm going to enjoy firing him.
Yeah. He's one of those people though you start liking at some point. And then hate a lot of times, and he steps up in like public speaking moments, ironically, which is what people suck at the most.
And but he's good,
and he steps up in those moments. So that's your final answers there.
Final answer: represent Roman, refer Shiv, fire Kendall gladly.
Okay, so I actually, you know, I just put this down. I didn't think about it all before. So I'm going to be thinking through this, talking through my thoughts. So okay. I actually think I will represent Kendall.
Okay.
Reason being, he makes very quick, brash decisions, and he could just be firing offers left and right. He bought two condos on top of each other from his buddy, because you remember that the episode. Uh-huh. Gave one to Greg. So I think I'll represent him, and he probably does have the most money out of all of them, the way it just seems.
You think? I don't know how that is. Like, all their money comes from their dad, and they get equal amounts.
But he works in the company, so he probably has more shares.
So did Roman. Shiv didn't until like the last season. Right. But whatever.
So I'll represent Kendall. I am going to refer Shiv and fire Roman. Roman seems like an HR nightmare.
He
is an HR nightmare. Just get him away from me. So that's my final answer.
No, I'm with you. I could go there. I would just really like to tell Kendall to his face that he's fired. That's what I want to do.
Man, he walks funny too. Just got that straight like little arm walk.
Oh gosh, I can't even. There are words that I'm not going to say on the radio that would describe him. Anyway, all right. So house passes a debt deal limit or debt limit deal.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Have you researched any of it at all?
A little bit. Everybody knew it was coming. Like,
well, of course.
Every time it comes, they make a huge deal about it, and it's almost just seems like it's more for the news, like ratings,
political theater.
It kind of makes me think of Secession. How they would take that and run with that for weeks for their news networks.
Of course,
and you know, prop up the ratings. So. Everybody knew it was coming. So
I haven't heard the specifics. I mean, so the new 60,000 IRS audit employees that got canned. That was the part that was the big deal. That was the big concession.
It got canned. Funding to the IRS, got reduced in it as well. That was the main thing that the Republicans wanted from this to sign it. So the Republicans are sticking to their guns on, limiting IRS power. Like, that's been a big topic for them. And, they're sticking to it right now. You can say it's good. You can say it's bad. I don't think anybody really knows. Everybody just has opinions on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's all rooted in distrust for the other side, and that's unfortunate. I mean, I could, there have been, and I guess I kind of understand if you go back to, kind of some of the Tea Party, which whether you agree or not, they were absolutely proven to be targeted by the IRS as a direct order from the White House. Unfortunately, it's just kind of an unfortunate situation that this is where we are. But we can say that about a lot of things as it pertains to politics. So this is not a political show. I don't want to get into that. But I saw it coming. Writing's been on the wall for weeks. Knew it was going to walk right up to the last moment, which it did. I can't say as a small business owner, I am disappointed because, there's nothing worse than an audit, unfortunately. And, if you think about the bureaucracy of dealing with the federal government, it's just really, really hard to interpret that you can be the most honest and forthright person and try to do everything right. But there's, when you get audited, there's just this air of distrust and dishonesty, and it's almost like, let's find something wrong with what you're doing.
That's absolutely what it is. Yeah.
So anyway, and I know it generates revenue, but that's not what's going to get us. That's not what it's going to get us out of debt as a country.
Do you have any clients or any agents asking you about this as it was coming up?
Not really. I mean, again, I think everybody's desensitized. It kind of goes back to our question from, a prior episode where we talked about your right to vote versus social media.
Yeah.
People are so dejected with politics and so disconnected that they know it's political theater. That's what they know. You have the fringe right, fringe left, pay attention. They argue with each other. They fight. They call the other one nasty names. And the 80% of the country in the middle of the spectrum just is completely turned off by all this.
Yeah. I'm interested how, I was kind of shocked at how close they let it get.
Yeah.
And they even could have let it get closer, actually, which I wouldn't have surprised me either. I don't know. Just kicking the can down the road, like you said, your son's in here. You pointed out earlier.
His grandchildren.
Hopefully, maybe past that, maybe sooner.
I don't know, man.
That's the biggest guess anybody can make now.
The balanced budget amendment is never going to happen, and that's the only way. So the first step to getting yourself out of a hole, a figurative hole, is put down the shovel, right? Stop digging, right? That's how you get out of a hole. First step one. We haven't even taken step one. We're still digging. In fact, we're digging faster. We're bringing in machinery to dig faster. That's what we're doing with every budget.
I've never heard that.
The unfortunate thing is we have to, a big part of the budget is always military spending. And how do we not go there now? How do we not spend that money on the military?
Yeah. I mean, it's your protection.
It's your protection against collection is what it is. Unfortunately, I don't want to say that, but that's the truth. This is what everybody knows and doesn't say.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Actually, haven't seen more people talking about it. I think everybody knows that in the back of their head, but you don't really see either side talk about that specifically.
No, they talk about IRS agents.
It sounds terrible to say, is probably why.
They talk about IRS agents instead.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right, we're going to cut to a couple ad sponsors real quick and get to the last segment of the Jay Pitch Show. This is Talk Radio 1080, real news, real talk. See you in a sec.
Jay Pitts here, leader of the number one real estate team in Kentucky and host right here on 1080 WKJK. While the average agent sold just 7 homes last year, our team successfully sold over 600. Our proven marketing system gets homes sold for top dollar and gets them sold fast. Many are seeing headlines about prices going down. Want to know the real truth? Text the words home value to 502-805-8888. That's home value to 502-805-8888 and receive your no obligation home value sent via text directly to your phone within 1 hour.
Hello, my name is Megan. Jay's team recently sold my house, and he really went above and beyond. It was fast and easy, and I got $10,000 over list price. The whole team really made this experience simple and stress-free.
Remember, text the words home value to 502-805-8888. That's home value to 502-805-8888 and receive your no obligation home value sent directly to your cell phone via text within 1 hour.
Thanks for listening to Real News, Real Talk, Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to the Jay Pitch Show. I'm your co-host, Ryan Harris, Talk Radio 1080, Real News, Real Talk. So I want to welcome everybody back to the show for this last segment. We've heard from a few people actually recently who have been listening to the show pretty much every Saturday. So that's great to hear. They're liking it. You know, I think we do a pretty good job. We're getting better. And I'm enjoying it more and more. I don't know about you.
No, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, I've been doing a podcast for 5 years and we've done it a couple of different varieties. I like this format. I like that we don't stay just on topics for real estate agents. We don't stay just on topics for consumers. We don't even stay on just real estate. We talk about a lot of tech. We talk about a lot of business. We even talk some politics. And every once in a while you sneak in a question for me, like, you know, what animal can I fight and beat in a fight? And you get some personality out of the show.
You know, it's funny. Everybody says, like, no matter what you do, find a niche. Our niche is no niche.
We're generalists. We're generalists. That's okay though.
No, I prefer it that way.
All right. So last segment of the show, what you got for me today? It's always a surprise.
All right. I got a few questions for you. We'll see how many we get through. And I will say I took the animal question, put it into Bard, Google's AI, and so give me some similar questions. It took me saying, no, I don't like this. I like this part about it, though, and getting it switch up and gave me some great questions.
Which I signed up for Bard, by the way. I like it. I like it. I think I like it better than ChatGPT, but that's for another episode.
Yep. All right. First question, Jay. Would you rather be able to see the future or be able to change the past?
Okay. So this is an easy answer for me. I want to see the future. Okay, because changing the past has to do, I believe, with regret. It's something that I strive not to have in my life. I like to make choices, be very thoughtful about my choices when it comes to big things in my life. And there's very little that I regret, actually.
Yep.
You know, we were talking about my friend playing in a 40 and over baseball league. Like, I love the idea of going back to play college baseball with, like, what I know now, or being young with, you know, having the young body with the older mind. I love that idea, but just seeing the future would be better for me. I know it. There's so many things I could do by seeing the future.
Yeah, your body's still young, Jay.
Well, no, it's not.
All right, so I'll give you my answer real quick. I don't think I'd want to see the future. I think it'd be incredibly stressful knowing what's going to happen. I'd want to change the past, go back, maybe change something bad that happened to somebody else. Mm-hmm. I just think knowing the future would be, you know, very, very stressful. So,
okay.
Because you'll know all the bad things that are going to happen. It doesn't mean you can necessarily stop it.
Yeah, but you'll know all the good things too.
Yeah.
And if you know what's coming, you can change what you do to make it less of an impact on you. I don't know.
I just think of the Final Destination movie where the guy, you know, he's incredibly stressed out seeing how everybody dies.
Okay. So. I got
that's my answer.
Can you choose what future to see and what not to?
That's details.
Ooh, okay. Devil's in the details.
All right. Next question. Which one do I want to ask? All right. Would you rather have a photographic memory or the ability to speak every language in the world?
All right. So I believe I do have a photographic memory somewhat, but it's like obviously, you know, in levels here. So you mean like I never forget anything I see? I presume that's like what the superpower equivalent of being able to speak every language would be.
Yeah. Let's say it's like the guy in suits.
Okay. So you see something, you lock it in, it never goes away. That's tough. That's tough because speaking every language would be so cool.
Oh man, it'd be the best. Just make traveling.
Just the ability,
the best thing in the world,
the ability to communicate with every, like, I don't know if you're like this, but like if I'm around somebody that speaks, it's like a group of people speaking a language that I can't speak, I feel completely inadequate. I'm like, man, I have no idea what's going on in this situation. And like, it makes me want to remove myself from the situation, unfortunately, when I should want to just like stay and learn more. So I'm going to say I'd rather speak every language. Just because it's total cool factor for me. That's all it is. Very superficial.
It would be the coolest thing ever. Now, I would say, though, if you have a photographic memory, you could probably pretty quickly learn every language in the world.
That's also true.
Or maybe just the ones you want to learn. I don't think you necessarily need to know all of them.
That's details, though.
Yeah. No, details you got to think through.
Oh, devil's in the details, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Next question. Would you rather, so I think this is actually the most interesting one. Would you rather be able to live forever or be able to die at a specific time of your choosing?
I think that is a very obvious answer to that. And it's absolutely the second one. Be able to die at the specific time of your choosing. I think like living forever would be misery in a lot of ways. It's kind of like your answer for seeing the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like your body, presuming you're going to age still. But even if you're not, I mean, like life is great because of variety. You know, I think being able to choose when you're ready to go would be cool. Not in like a weird, like euthanasia kind of way. I mean, like presumably live as long as I want to until I'm fulfilled and then say, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, that makes sense. It made me think of, I can't remember what the movie's called. It's time becomes currency and they all stop aging at like 27 or something.
Dude, this is a Justin Timberlake movie.
Yeah.
Where they have the thing on their arm and they trade time.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but I've seen the movie.
Yeah. That made me think of this. Let's say you stop aging.
If you stop aging, like I still think, you know, there are great things about life that come with aging.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes life poetic, right? It makes life have more meaning. I don't think, you know, the monotony of staying 27 your entire life and your body never changing and you, you know, not having to learn. I mean, part of growing old is learning to let go of playing baseball and like knowing that if you go back and play in a 40 and over league, you're not going to be what you were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like mental growth and be able to accept the reality of life. I think that's really important. And if you take away any of that, it makes you less human.
Okay. I'm really trying to change your mind on this one. Just throwing some more curveballs at you.
Okay.
All right. So it says be able to die at a specific time of your choosing. Now, would you rather choose that time like right now? You have to choose a time in the future. Or it's literally like you choose and it happens right then and there.
Oh, like if, okay, so it's absolutely my answer if I get to choose in the moment when it's time.
Okay.
If I have to choose today, whatever the moment's going to be in the future, then I might rethink it.
Yeah, that would be torture.
Well, because then when you know and the clock's ticking, essentially, I mean, it could be liberating, but I still don't think because what if things change? What if you're ready, you're fulfilled, and then, I don't know, you have great-grandkids, and you want another 20 years.
And you have great-great-grandkids.
Exactly. So the cycle may never end, but I think at some point you're ready.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest question, that one.
It's a real challenging one. Yeah. I think you can
make a movie on it.
maybe Justin Timberlake could be in it.
Yeah. He can pretty much play anybody, so.
He pretty much can. He's a decent actor.
Yeah.
I think he's decent. He's not great.
Is that my youth speaking?
It's a little bit of your youth speaking.
All right. Last question.
All right.
Would you rather live in a world without war or a world without poverty?
God, he's so philosophical.
That's literally what I asked Google to do. So.
What? Give me philosophical questions? That's funny. World without war or poverty.
You know, there's people listening to this right now just screaming at our answers.
Like, that's okay, though. Yeah. That's okay. Like, they were going to have some trolls. There were people that were really mad at you for giving up your right to vote.
Yeah, the day after Memorial Day. Thanks.
Ba-dum-tsh.
I don't think people realize it was only for a year, though.
I'm not taking credit for that. I'm not taking credit for that, Hannah.
I think you two were scheming.
We did not talk about
trying
this.
Trying to create fake drama on the show.
Okay, all right. I gotta answer the question. We don't have all day. I would say I would say without poverty, because I think there would be substantially less war without poverty.
Good answer. We agree on one.
So politically correct. Yeah. I'm so down the middle right now.
So I agree. You know what's crazy about these is I accidentally did something on Bard and it answered all of them how Bard would. And you answered almost every single one different except for the last one.
I did?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I answered different than Bard, AI?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of happy about that.
That's good.
I'm not artificially intelligent, apparently.
And they basically said, your reason for the last one, poverty, there would be less war because if there's no poverty.
That was their answer. So I align with AI.
You're AI.
I'm AI on that question, not the rest.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got one for you.
Okay.
I've got one for you. This is off the cuff, too.
Yeah. And we got like 45 seconds.
Very, so very, very superficial. Would you rather give up your cell phone or your shoes for a year?
Oh, man. I guess shoes. I think I'd give up shoes.
I knew it. I knew you would go there.
And that's even with me becoming a runner.
He's going to go barefoot for a year instead of giving up his iPhone.
When I'm on vacation in Florida, I never have shoes on anyways.
What you're going to do. You're going to move to Florida?
A whole year.
All right, folks. I think it goes without saying I would give up my phone. But this is the difference between a young and an old millennial. No, I see. I have an iPad. Anyway, that's all the time we got for you today, folks. We appreciate you, as always, for tuning in to our lunacy that we put together here for you on Saturday mornings. We hope you tune in next week. Once again, I am Jay Pitts, host of The Jay Pitts Show for Ryan Harris, right here on Talk Radio 1080. We'll see you soon.
Motto Mortgage Premier Partners is your source for hassle-free home loans in Louisville, Kentucky. With their commitment to providing the best loan options, they make buying a home effortless. With Senior Loan Officer Andrew Dow at the helm, you can rest assured that you're in good hands. Andrew has a wealth of experience in the lending industry and has helped countless clients achieve their dreams of owning a home. At Motto Mortgage Premier Partners, they pride themselves on providing top-notch service and offering competitive rates and low fees. They understand that buying a home can be stressful, but their team is dedicated to making the process as easy as possible. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned pro, they have the expertise to guide you through the entire process. So if you're looking to purchase a home in Louisville, let Motto Mortgage Premier Partners and Andrew Dow help you find the loan that's right for you. Call him today at 502-931-8670.
Hey, this is Ryan Harris, co-host of The Jay Pitts Show and co-founder of an amazing company called Simba. Simba is like QuickBooks on steroids for real estate agents, and it's changing the way they do their accounting and manage their business. Time is money, and Simba saves real estate agents both. Simba takes away the administrative burden of being an agent, from deal tracking to bookkeeping and taxes. Simba makes your entire workload seamless and stress-free. You can be up and running in seconds. Download Simba for free straight from the App Store, add your agent profile and commission split, upload your contacts straight from your phone, connect your bank accounts, and automate your bookkeeping and accounting. Simba is the most mobile-friendly app ever built for real estate agents. So if you're looking for a way to save time, grow your business, and stress less, then look no farther than Simba. Try it out today and see the difference it can make in your business. It is available on iOS and Android. You can search Simba, S-Y-M-B-A, in the App Store or go to getsimba.com.